it Tuesday?
It's time for the hot box.
Are we gonna get high?
So high.
Oh yeah, this is Mindy.
And Mary's here too. That's me.
Where's our third stoner?
We're looking for Cassie high and low.
We're looking at the door.
She should be here in 5, 4. No, I don't know.
Well, as stoners, you know, sometimes time slips away. We're busy staring at a wall. We're busy admiring the grass. We're busy
trying on different
enjoying
socks.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah. I actually am usually late for things as a result of smoking some Mary Jane.
Yeah. Ironically, when I work, I always am on time if I'm high because I want to make a good impression. So they don't know that I'm high.
So you overcompensate and you're like 45 minutes early for everything?
Yeah, like, I'm here, at least.
I showed up. That's all you needed, right?
Yeah.
You're in the hot box now, and it's our third episode. Once again, this is Mary.
And Mindy. and Cassie.
And Cassie's here, too. Ooh. And she's just been doing helium, like, nonstop. So it's going to be a while until she's able to regain her normal voice, but... we're just going to let her shake it off in the corner.
It should work out.
Don't worry, Cassie. Daddy's got you. Daddy's got you.
So we have a special guest in the studio, and we actually have two special guests.
Yes, we do. We have Jimbo. Awesome Jimbo. He is going to be speaking to us about basically what it's like to be a fitness guru, fitness buff, and still a stoner, awesome person at heart. We're going to talk about some stoner sizing and some tips to do this sort of thing.
How to control your munchies.
Mm-hmm. And who's the second guest?
Oh, the second guest is Choom Choom.
Choom Choom's in the house.
We have a beautiful, adorable little pig, little piggy.
He is certainly down for his shit.
He's excited to oink for everybody.
He's gonna oink it up, and he gave me some good snout loving on my ankles earlier, and it pretty much sorted me out for the rest of the night. He gave me the old jelly legs, so we're in love, Choom Choom and I.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get him to squeal.
Oh, I think we can. Yeah, he's a squealer and an oinkster.
Hey, your listeners can check out your Facebook page for a picture of Choom Choom.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah. He's out there on the Facebook.
He's happy and excited and smiling and ready for you all to check him out.
I think basically if you have a pet, it becomes like your kid in a way, but mm-hmm. I love that. I've known Jimbo, our guest, that's going to be on in a minute. I've known him for a really long time, and this is the first pet that I've ever seen him with, and it's like they're like father and son. It's awesome.
Aww.
So yeah, it's cool to have him on the show. How was your weekend? How was the beginning of your week?
It was. My weekend was uneventful. My boyfriend got a job, which is cool. I know, but then it's like, oh, I suddenly have this whole weekend alone with nothing to do.
Oh, I think you found stuff to do.
I did. Let me tell you about the porn story.
All right. That's exactly what I want to hear.
That's what we want to hear. Well, no, basically it was Sunday and I was really bored. So I was typing YouTube, but you porn came up. So I watched a little bit of porn.
Happens to the best of us.
And then later that night, Manny was chilling on the internet while I was taking a shower. And I came out and he was like, Mindy, I didn't know you were way into lesbian porn. And I turned red. I giggled. And it turned out he actually hacked my Facebook because I left my Facebook on. So he wrote, Mindy loves lesbian porn. Ha ha ha. Hacked or something like that.
At what time? Did he do it like way late at night when you're asleep?
No, when I was in the shower.
Oh.
But I thought he had discovered that I was watching porn earlier that day. And so that's why I was all embarrassed. Like, what?
Oh, so he was doing it for a totally different reason.
He
was just doing it to be
Manny.
He did
not know I was watching porn. He just had an opportunity to hack my Facebook and decided talking about lesbian porn was the way to go.
Well, basically the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
You're like, what? No.
All lesbian?
You know what? Whatever kind of porn it is, I've just found out about clown porn, which I'm surprised that I didn't know existed because all porn exists. But chicks with like clown paint getting pies in the face, like during.
Oh.
I still haven't like been able to like look it up, but I know it's out there now. I've heard about it now twice, two separate occasions. So.
Oh man, there's porn.
Circus porn.
Food on head. And I know one of my listeners knows what I'm talking about. People that get off on seeing ladies getting like mashed potatoes dumped on their heads and
or like
ice
a cake.
Cream. Yeah.
I'm glad that that exists too. Because basically if you type it in, you're gonna, even if you type something in that is not necessarily porn related or obscene in any way, it's gonna still, you're gonna sound like, you could type in or like Google big ass sandwich and it'll be literally a big ass with sandwich meat in the middle.
Yes, and that's what
farts?
I want to
cake
farts? Cake farts?
Yeah.
No.
It's women sitting on birthday cakes and farting while they're sitting on a birthday cake. That's a thing.
Oh, man.
Cake farts seems like something that you'd like write down like half asleep, like, I have a great idea. And then you wake up and be like, cake farts? This isn't anything that I know about.
Well, if there's any listeners out there that want to tell us about their creaky porn fetishes, our number is 1-800-893-9562. Just want to make sure you all have that because we'd love to hear from you.
We certainly would.
Uh-oh, something's going on the outside.
I think we got our Cassie.
There's an event. Something
dun, dun,
epic.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know what kind of song to sing. Cassie's here. She's returned from the Serengeti.
She looks beautiful.
She Hello. Does, as always.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Cassie.
Whew. I'll tell you about exercise.
Let's All hear right. it. Start us off right.
Yeah, well, I'm really high. I couldn't find a parking spot.
Oh, bummer.
I found one, though. So, hey, guys.
I'm glad you found one. I was about to ask if you found one.
My mom is listening tonight, too.
Oh, awesome. Hi.
And Hello. She texted me, and she was like, you're late. And she thinks that that's pretty great.
She was there before you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I couldn't find a parking spot, either, and I brought Jimbo and Choom Choom, and we circled around a couple of times because not only, like, I kept having to make a series of lefts and doing that stoned.
Right?
Like, I literally was like, oh, another one? Okay, I'll find parking this time.
It's like Groundhog Day.
It's like Groundhog Day, and also it's been a while since I've, like, driven, like, had a car, like, that I can use often. So, like, for me, even, I'm just like, I don't even know. I'm so used to being a pedestrian.
How'd you get your car? What's up with that?
Oh, it's actually, I'm using my boyfriend's truck. He's
All right.
He's a cool-ass individual and will let me do that from time to time.
It's a truck, too. That's exciting.
It's a Toyota. It says, I heart vagina in the back of it.
That's what important. It is? Sorry, oh, we were talking about
cake farting and... Oh, listeners, if you're listening at home and you feel like,
can we get some sound effects?
I feel like
here?
A lot of things to look at. There's a cake farting. Oh.
Oh.
There we go. It's like the winking.
Oh, how did the lady do that
Hades.
Fart? Did you guys hear that out there?
I think you did. Oh.
Oh my god.
She is going to have a hot her? Time in the city. No. No bueno. Basically, her Duncan Hines audition went terribly. She was trying to go to this commercial, and they said, be the moist maker, and then she decided to do that. I wonder who actually enjoys this. I bet.
I'm really enjoying
it. Jeremy.
Pastry chef.
He's so happy about it.
And Jeremy. Jeremy's just glad that now more than one person
it's
knows.
It's just so ridiculous that it's hilarious.
I can't believe it's like a full site dedicated. It's just one woman who's I've decided to take up cake farting.
A bunch of people out there are really into cake farting.
If you're looking
Jeremy
for a
the
job.
One that brought this to the table today?
I did.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, that made all of our lives better.
Goodness it's chocolate gracious. Cake, too. You guys can't see that because this is the radio. But.
And it is definitely one dookie-ass booty. So, I mean...
Yeah, do you think that... is she a porn star? Would we consider that porn? Do you think she's a fitness stoner?
Wait, are you saying that is porn considered stoner fitness?
I don't know. Is cake farting is considered porn or just,
I think it's considered...
Stripping?
Oh, I think it's... Literally exactly what, you know, like if you're like, I'm going to culinary school or I'm a pastry chef, they might be talking about that, about cake farting.
There's awesome. Quite a bit of butthole though, which which teeters on the porn star side. Yeah.
That chooses to be problematic if you're like, no, I'm
the,
just...
The shot really featured the butthole.
Did you guys see or hear about that movie with Matthew McConaughey, Magic Mike?
Yes.
Did you guys see it?
No,
the male stripper movie?
To.
No, I think we should.
I convinced a few friends, but not super close friends. I convinced a couple of girls that that Matthew McConaughey shows his b-hole, like spread eagles, and like completely shows full asshole.
That would get me in
on
the
there,
door.
And they were all like, "Really?" So Matthew McConaughey does this on camera, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's why Steven Soderbergh directed it." I mean, they're not just gonna, you know, have anybody film Matthew McConaughey bent over. And one of them like hit me up maybe like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Actually, at this point, probably like 3 weeks ago, and told me. I watched that whole fucking movie with my friends and we didn't see any Matthew McConaughey. And I was like, you didn't have to believe me. But I don't know, it was just funny.
It
like,
seems believable. I believe you now, even though I know it's not true.
See,
I
yeah, want like, to if anybody so ever brings that, it up, just say it. Just be like, I heard that he shows his asshole. It'd be a fun urban legend to.
Yeah. I hope someday I get to see him. Matthew McConaughey's butthole.
You know what? I think if you play your cards right, you could. You just have to hang out in different
locations.
This is
Hollywood. This is Hollywood.
Just follow him down to Nashville or wherever he has a farm.
That's right. Doesn't he live in a trailer or something?
I think he probably is one of those guys that lives on like a 30-acre like compound in like Kentucky. I know Val Kilmer does. I read an article about it.
Do you guys have a joint?
A joint? Do we?
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right.
This isn't as cool as it could be. It is cool because there's going to be a little piggy in here.
I saw that.
Yeah,
when
you
I
saw
came
Choom
in.
Choom, right?
Oh my gosh. Choom Choom.
Yeah, so Jimbo is going to be our guest, and Choom Choom is his.
We'll bring him
sweet
in
ass
shortly.
Homie G. Yeah.
We have some music lined up to play for you, but after seeing cake farting, Jeremy had to exit to the restroom, so we're waiting for our sound man to return.
Probably about to die of laughter. That's what I literally in here was like, I can't even deal with this.
I've been walking into that
cake farter.
My sister told me one time about fart porn, which is like farting, like, and you can like see the wind, the butt winds like blowing their hair. But I'm not sure what else it entails. That's all I retained because I was like, nah, I guess. I don't know. People keep doing crazy things on camera. But I think people were always doing those things. We just have more access to it now.
Like, yeah.
On the internet.
How do people, without the internet, let's take the internet out of the equation.
Done.
Let's say you have a farting fetish. It must be really difficult to connect with other people.
You're probably
in your
crop dusting yourself
circle.
All the time. Like, you probably give yourself Dutch ovens.
Like, how do you even put it out there that you're a fart lover? Like, how would you meet another one?
You might have to, hopefully you're not a complete, like, mutant, but hopefully you can start up a relationship with someone or, like, something where you're, like, you just start lingering when they're about
Sneak
to go to the bathroom.
Out.
And, yeah, just, like, see if you can, like, startle them enough to where they, like, you know, it scares them so badly that they, like, do, like, a little boop.
That's
and then
when
you're
you
like,
know you found your true love.
Yeah.
Oh, did you enjoy that?
Yeah. You're like, because I can do it again all night.
Can I've never farted before in my entire life.
You don't look like you have.
I wish Jeremy was here because I would love to know if you've ever met anyone that can fart on command. Because burping on command seems to be kind of like totally normal.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone could, but I feel like more males that I've known are able to do that, like fart on command.
I think I have a friend that could fart on cue.
Really?
Yeah.
We should get him in here.
I'm thinking of someone. He has to fly out here, but
he has to fly out specially.
I'm pretty sure if we were like, hey, fart, he could do it.
One time I saw a YouTube video. It was like, the idea was that this guy was like an incredible farter and he could fart on command. But the way that they could prove that it was really happening on TV, because, you know, you could just insert a sound effect and no one would ever know. But the way that they proved it was happening was they would put baby powder on his butt. He was wearing spandex and they would put a bunch of baby powder on his butt. And so each time he farted, you would hear it and you'd also see a little, like, puff of powder. So you knew it was a legit fart.
That is
not
awesome.
Just a sound effect.
Even then, I'm sure there were still some haters that was like, they were like, no, that's CGI. No.
It could have been CGI, but I choose to believe.
I'd prefer to believe that it's not CGI. They need to keep something sacred.
How different do you think society would be if when humans farted, the gas was accompanied by some color? like purple, like a little cloud of purple escaped from your butt every time you farted.
They'd have to be a lot more socially acceptable.
I think that they just would be because everybody would have always been able to see them since the dawn of time. So
like,
you just
so
grow
you know
up with
what's
like,
going on.
Yeah, you're like, it's going to be yellow today.
I farted. Check it out.
Yeah.
See, I am who I
see
am.
See this pink cloud behind me? That's not just my fabulousness. That's my fart.
Oh. Epic times.
It is epic times.
Man, Jeremy's sure taking his time. We'd love to bring out our guests, but...
I can tell you guys a little bit about Mammoth. I just got back.
Oh. Yeah, how was that?
Mammoth. I went to Mammoth with the boys, with my boyfriend and our friend Carlos, and we went... Basically, Mammoth, when it's not snowing on the ground, the whole hill and mountain is like for mountain bike trails and that's it. And so like that's what they did the whole time. And I kind of just did my own thing. Like I went on hikes. I went by the lake. I smoked. I definitely ate a lot and drank a lot. Like I feel like I ate more this weekend than I have in like a really long time because it was just like everything was delicious and it was gorgeous and clear up there and quiet and everything.
I would love to have lake time.
Yeah, I wished I had it. I mean, like I wished I had it more, but it was really nice to like be able to go up there and just like have headphones and just chill. Like it was like I didn't have to entertain or socialize. Like it was really nice.
What kind of snacks were you munching on?
When I was up there, the homie brought those bomb Costco muffins, like the big fat muffins that come like in a plastic wrap thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
And because they're Costco, they're kind of a delicacy because unless you know someone with a Costco card or have one, you don't know about those muffins, but I really like them. They're like fat chocolate chip chocolate muffins.
I feel you on that.
Oh man.
Yeah,
my grandma has a Costco card.
So does mine. That's exactly how I know about these muffins.
Word.
Basically Costco card is like the Amex of having munchies. Like it's like having an American Express card, but just for a place that will like, you could literally buy like a 30 pack of Starbursts there and that's it. As long as you have that Costco card or know someone that has one.
Also, I'm a huge fan of the hot dog, $1.50 hot dog and a soda.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you even get chips?
You might, yeah. And actually, I don't think you have to have a card to do
really?
The food stuff. Yeah, I'm pretty sure with like the little cafeteria section or whatever that they have, like where you get smoothies and hot dogs, I think you can just walk up there. I feel like I've done it before. Or maybe I was just too devil may care to fucking... I just was like, I'm supposed to be
here.
You can
do what you want.
Costco card, schmosco card.
I've never had a Costco card. I don't think I've ever been in a Costco.
Oh my God, we have to get in there somehow. And they have the samples on the weekends.
It's like grown-up Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Get high, go to Costco.
Yeah, we gotta break in the door somehow.
Yeah.
I remember one of my favorite samples, and they usually had it, is they would have chips on a little napkin, and then like a mini thing of soda. And they would usually have like they'd have Cool Ranch and then regular Doritos and then like, you know, Pepsi and Mountain Dew. And you got to have little shots of soda.
You wild woman.
I know. God, I love Costco.
So should we bring in our Jim, Jimmy Jim Jim and Choom Choom?
Oh, well, we're going to play you a little bit of music to calm your soul, take a little break so we can get our guests in here. And then it's time to get physically fit. Because that's what we're going to be talking about.
All right.
Ah!
Not quite enough time to get a full join in there, but we tried.
We do our damnedest.
Well,
we're back.
We're back.
And we have Jimbo in the house.
What up?
Yeah, Jimbo's here. And also, Jimbo has brought with him a choom choom.
Choom choom.
He's upset. He didn't want to be picked up.
Choom choom is he's a little shy.
Choom choom keeps to his own counsel.
He wants his own show or he's not going to say anything at all.
Total prima donna. No, it was cute. Just even hanging out with him and we were waiting to come up here. He wanders the pavement or wherever he is and then kind of like he just sniffs and it's literally like he's on his own little pathway. Like he could just, I feel like he could just go like that for a really long time and just be like, no, I'm like 50 yards away from you now. Just give me some time.
Oh.
So welcome, Jimbo. How long have you had Choom Choom?
Oh, this is going to be about our fourth month, I think. Yeah.
How old is Choom Choom?
He's almost 6 months.
So you got him when he was a little baby piglet?
Yeah, he's about the size of a football.
Oh, the pictures are adorable. Mm.
How so is he at his full capacity right now? Max capacity?
I'm guessing he's like a third of his size because a miniature pig will be about 50 pounds, whereas a real pig would be about 200.
Mm-hmm. So he's got a little ways to go.
Yeah. He'd be like a fat bulldog probably.
So do you take Choom Choom on your runs with you?
We go to like the park or whatever and I could like do my stretching or whatever and then he gets to root around, eat some grass, look for worms. And then he likes to play tag. Where he'll like chase me down the park and then I'll chase him and we go back and forth.
Aww.
But he can't keep up with me if I do a run.
Okay.
No. Oh, so you like if you're gonna go like on a full blown run, you leave him in his little yard.
Yeah, he has a pen in my backyard.
Because he's a lazy pig.
He's like, no, you run.
He's
you
a
run.
Pig.
Yeah, he's like, running is for humans that hate themselves.
I don't like to run that much either, so I can totally relate to Choom Choom.
I like running. Runner. I'd prefer to be doing something else physical, like swimming or riding a bike.
Oh, but I love swimming. If I had a pool, I'd do that all day, every day.
I'm addicted to running now.
Yeah, I was gonna say
you. I am too.
Like, you've been kind of gnarly running, like
for no reason at all.
For no reason at all, just in the last few months.
Doing it. Yeah.
Where do you like to run around where you live?
Oh, I like to think like the better neighborhoods earlier in the morning and like try to keep with the shade, you know, and keep on the side of the hill so the sun won't burn me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like running for 2 hours straight. That's like, I don't know, close to 20 miles.
Oh, sweet. That's some distance.
Yeah, I got like really messed up at this party. Drank like a 12-pack, smoked an eighth, and took a sugar cube. And woke up the next morning just inspired, you know, and just ran 18 miles like all right around, like, from Studio City to Balboa Park and back.
So you, I'm sorry, those were the Lords of the Underworld just now.
I mean,
is it an earthquake?
Furious! Yeah, no, I feel like with running, if I drink the night before, I'm useless the next morning as far as, like, trying to get up to do a routine. Like, do you feel like that, or do you just kind of make yourself do it just, like, smoke a bowl and run, or do you run and then smoke a bowl?
Exactly.
Or?
I gotta zone out and really turn that doubt off inside of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If I just went running, at some time I'd give up.
Yeah.
My mind would just chatter, chatter, chatter. And if I really smoke, I just kind of turn off that chatter.
Mm-hmm.
I run for like 10 miles. Forget that I'm running. It's like watching a movie. And
that's
I look
how
down,
I
my,
am.
My legs are moving.
I've done that on like bike rides home where like I'm coming back from like a party or I don't even have to be stoned necessarily. Like I'll just kind of forget that I'm like, how did I even get home? I just kind of like took a path and it's just muscle memory, I think. But yeah.
Yeah, I find that when I get stoned before I go running, at first I'm not as motivated to get my butt out the door. But once I do and start running, I go longer and farther. And you're right, I'm not like thinking about other things. I'm just like breathing and feeling my breath and knowing that I'm going really far.
Yeah, totally.
And playing a little conga line in your head.
Oh yeah, I totally listen to music all the time, or I'll like run to like drum beats kind of in my head if I don't have music.
Do you ever accidentally run too far in one direction, not like in a loop, and then all of a sudden you're like 10 miles away from your house and you have to get back?
See, that's the goal. That's like, I gotta push harder. I, Like if I know I'm going to turn around and I think, well, I've only done 5 miles. And if I turn around, that's only 10. So I try to push myself to 10. So when I turn around, it'd be close to 20, you know?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You got to like really just not give up.
I like how your brain's already telling you like, but if I turn around now, it's only going to be a 10 mile run. Like 10 miles. Holy
oh
shit.
My God.
We all have something to learn.
That's awesome.
I'm going to give it a try. I need like 9 sports bras though to go running.
Yeah.
Like,
running shouldn't be your sport with that.
It really isn't. And it never has been. And I've got endurance.
I'll give you other gifts.
Yeah. I've got endurance for days, but I'm not. I used to be the kid that, like, if we had to run around the school or, like, run around the track, I'd have to magically go to the bathroom. Like, I have to use the bathroom. Or, like, I'd find some way to get out of running because I was like, nope, not happening. Like, not even because I don't like exercise. Just, yeah.
I only run when I'm late.
When you're being chased by the police.
When I'm being chased by the police.
Yeah.
Which is, like, on the freaking daily.
And that's pretty much it. You're in such good shape.
I guess so, because I'm late all the time, obviously. And
you're like the white rabbit. You need like a huge pocket watch that just says, Cassie, be here now.
Yeah.
Like, be here now.
Clock.
Be here now.
Someday. Someday they'll invent a robotic white rabbit that I can have. I don't want to be the rabbit. I want to have the rabbit.
That's forward thinking of you. That's very advanced.
Thank you. It's deep.
So do you do yoga and get stoned?
I haven't taken a yoga class for quite a while. I used to do like Bikram or Bakram, however you pronounce it. That really, really hot box.
Oh, in the hot steamy rooms?
Yeah, you sweat your ass
off. That's hardcore. I can't play with that.
Yeah.
I did it once, but I was so thirsty afterwards and so sweaty that I feel like, I mean, it made me feel like jelly, but like I was just miserably thirsty. Like I think I just didn't prepare for it. And I mean, I'm flexible to a point, and being heat, like in the heat like that, like it's like a 92 degree room or something crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean that in itself, like even just being in the bathroom after a steamy shower, like do you really want to be doing crazy poses? But even just being in there, like you sweat, which is great. But then you're just afterwards, you're like, fuck, I'm fucking.
A lot of celebs do the Bikram.
They also do a lot of
Bill, try it.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, they also all do colonics and enemas, I think, too. But also yoga. I mean, I buy it. They do tons of yoga.
The Bikram Pilates. Specifically is pretty big with the celebs, the rock stars.
They like to sweat their shit out.
Yeah, they keep it real.
Good for them.
I know. I wish I could do it, but I'm very wimpy. So the yoga is enough for me at this point. The heat, adding it in, is too much. Yeah. But I respect people who can do these things. I mean, I look up to you.
I want to try the hot yoga because I want to push myself.
Well, you actually do yoga though, don't you? Like regularly?
I do yoga too.
I do it regularly. Usually in the morning for like 10, 15 minutes, I do like, you know, wake up stretches, and then I'll do it throughout the day. But I do enjoy being stoned when I do yoga because, again, it rests my mind. I can focus on feeling my body and not having the anxiety of like, did I forget to do something at work? Am I broke? How am I going to do this? Why don't I have a car, God? Yeah.
But then when you're smoking, you're like, hello, Dolly.
Like, totally happy. Where are my drumsticks?
Yeah, I'm the same way. When I wake up, I have to not automatically say wake and bake, but before I do my run, I have to stretch. And stretching, if you smoke before you stretch, you really feel everything that's really tight on one side, looser on the other side. You can really concentrate and pull into the muscle.
Yeah, you're more in tune with like feeling your body.
Concentrate on the breath a lot more, and
I think hearing my breathing and worrying about breathing and not thinking about anxiety or anything else, that is what keeps me going when I run long distances. And when I'm not high, I just don't push myself as much, or because I'm too worried, I can't get in the moment and just let it flow.
I've been doing the Insanity DVDs. Have
what's
you heard
that?
About those?
No, what's
it's
that
a
about?
Workout DVD. It's where
I've heard of them.
It's fucking crazy. I mean, it's called.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah,
it's totally. Insanity.
I wonder if people would do, because those are like, it's like a 90-day thing, and 60. Or 60, and every day is like 25, 30 minutes of just like crazy, like really quick jumps and kicks and like moving around and stuff just to like get your body all spark pluggy and shit.
Is it the same DVD every day? Or?
Well, it's a series of DVDs, and I forget what the big word is, but. Basically, you work a lot, and then you take a short break, and then you work a lot, you know, and he'll have you do cardio one day and then stretching another day, and then you get a day off. And I just completed my first week, And then tomorrow I'm going to start. I got the Brazilian butt lift DVDs. You heard about those?
No. You do not need to lift your butt. You have.
I got no ass.
No, you're trying to reverse engineer a butt.
Well, I got everything else pretty tuned and everything else looks good, but I'm a white guy with no ass.
That's understandable.
Girls like it for some reason.
Girls, I guess. I don't know.
Never noticed.
I guess, yeah, I think it's also because a lot of dudes wear baggy pants. Like, I mean, now guys wear skinny jeans, but I don't really know any guys that wear skinny jeans. And usually the way that guys wear skinny jeans, you still couldn't see what their ass looked like. So I guess I've never really...
naturally don't
I'm a butt fan. You're a fan of the butts?
I like dude butts.
I want to ask like Chris Pontius.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Party Boy has the best ass.
He does have a butt. You're
really right about that. That's an ass I've noticed before. I'm not going to lie. I look up to that butt.
That's a man ass that you can be proud of.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Epic.
We were talking about farts earlier, so I'm glad we also got to talk about more butt stuff.
Yeah, I've noticed it's a trend. Our number two episode was all about what?
Butt stuff.
Wasn't it about pooping?
Yeah.
There was the doo-doo
app. Bidets
also. And it was number two.
Let's see if we can get through an episode without fart
references.
Have
you seen the butt bubbler?
Oh my gosh, is this smoking weed through your butt?
Yes, exactly.
Smoking weed through your butt. Smoking weed.
Manny's over there. You've seen the butt bubbler?
Yeah, they got butt bubblers and beaver bongs.
Beaver bongs?
Yeah, it's basically a bottomless bubbler or a bottomless bong. Yeah.
Do you have to queef into this?
I don't know. I haven't hit one yet.
How very gentlemanly of you to not smoke and tell. I've never heard of those. I'm surprised I haven't. That seems like one of those things where, like, especially because we used to work at the head shop, like,
yeah.
I feel like we would have seen that. I still laughed the first time I saw the Wizinator, the little fake pee bag when we worked at Dementia.
It straps to you.
People would call and ask about it, and it was like, wait, what do you need? And they're like, it's like a bag of fake pee. And I always wanted to be like, go get a bag of real pee. Why are you like, I didn't even know that they sold it. I thought it was like a prank call.
Is this to like pass drug tests or something?
Yeah, but yeah. It had the heating pads.
Yeah,
so it was like, keep your urine warm.
It was like a $150 contraption that I just don't know.
Was it pierced? I mean, pierced. Was it like a phallus, like dick?
Like no, it's like penis? It looked like a jock strap with like a pouch and then like a little like catheter-y type hose. Oh. But like, I just want to know what kind of situation you're in where you can afford to pay for that. Obviously, you're not doing just the one test. And then where are you going to where it's like totally like normal that you would have this crazy like codpiece strap-on Ziploc bag?
I have a pretty graphic story about fake, or it's real pee, transporting real pee as your own and using it.
Oh, okay.
It's not my story, but this is the cool, it's not a long story either, but this is the best thing I've ever heard. Two of my friends, who shall remain nameless and who will still probably get mad at me about this, one of them had a job interview and needed to get drug tested and smoked a lot of weed. The other one doesn't smoke weed and has clean urine. So, being the good friend that she is, she urinates into a condom, quite a bit of pee, ties it off, and meets up with friend two downtown, gives it to her. Friend two proceeds to insert the condom filled with pee into her vagina and carry it on the bus to where the drug test is happening, where she proceeds to poke it with a pin that she had on her lapel and fake pee into the receptacle, and she got the job.
Epic.
I hope she has still
boyfriend,
has the
she
job.
Had her boyfriend help her put it
really
in.
Really good job.
Yeah, this better have not have been like, you know, assistant manager at Toys R Us or something.
It wasn't even a managerial position. It wasn't a very good job. It was like at a thrift boutique. Like a crappy
You know what?
One.
I'm not being a urine mule for a thrift boutique. You'd have to be like, oh, the Pentagon? Yeah, sure. I'll figure out a way to get around this.
I thought it was a beautiful display of friendship.
Yeah, that's true. If you can't pee in a bag for your friends, who can you
pee for?
Chum Chum is in love with the dumpster or the trash can that's in here.
We were also warned.
I think he wants us to turn on the disco lights. He's like party pig.
Can
we
turn on party pig
disco lights? Is that a real possibility?
I see. It might be. I don't see any disco lights. I see a disco ball. We do have a disco ball. If you guys were wondering what it's like in our little hot box, It wouldn't be complete if there wasn't a disco ball dangling from the ceiling.
You know, they on our website, there's a video feed, so people could be watching us. If you're listening, just look for that video feed, you know?
Oh my gosh, it's really happening.
Ooh, do you see me?
In the white room with black curtains.
If you guys are out there and you want to call in and discuss how you stay fit as a stoner, or if you want to talk about the disco lights or anything involving farting, our number is 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562.
I feel like we're under the sea now.
Jimbo, I have a question for you now that the disco lights are on.
Shoot.
Well, when Jimbo first came in here with Choom Choom and the music was playing, we were warned that sometimes Choom Choom gets a little frisky with the ladies. Or maybe boys too. He likes to hump.
Oh yeah.
So is this, do you deal with this on the daily?
Yeah, he's pretty much
trying to give
horny as a pig, you know? Some things they say about pigs are true, some aren't, you know? You can't sweat
that.
Like a pig, because pigs don't sweat. But you can be horny as a pig, because he's horny as hell.
I've never heard anybody say horny as a pig, but I feel like if someone was like saying that directly to me, I'd be like, wow, that's really horny. I don't know, like,
really horny.
Like, it's like as soon as you put it out there that it's horny like a pig. I like that, though. That's funny.
Does he have a hump toy, like something at home that he can get off on?
No. Just everything works for him.
But it happens on a regular basis?
He could just be eating grass, and it'll be like really good grass, and just a little load will come out, you know?
So he ejaculates
yesterday,
pig sperm.
Yesterday.
All the time, I hear.
Oh, yeah. He has a huge, like, dick, too, by the way. It's like just the size of his torso.
No way. It comes out of a little.
He's taking this dump yesterday, and he's all squished up, and he has his back in an arch, and this turd start coming out the back, but then his dick starts coming out the front, and it looks like this weird rainbow.
The most terrifying rainbow in the world.
I'm going to cry. I love it so much.
Aw. Where is he?
He's enjoying the disco magic at this point.
He's munching some carpet.
There he is. There he is somewhere.
Getting a sniff.
I pulled my backpack on the chair because if I were a pig, I would want to hump my backpack personally. So
it must be a pretty special backpack.
It's leather. It's pretty sexual, I'd say. Oh, for a pig.
Yeah.
Not for me as a human girl.
I think hump your backpack is what I think it is.
I don't want to talk about it. This wasn't supposed to happen on air.
Yeah, you're right. We'll save it for the Halloween. Or no, pre-Halloween. We'll talk about your backpack love.
Okay, I need a little time to sit with it.
Maybe write like a little like one-act play if you need to.
I've been working. I have a first draft.
Good.
Already.
Fucking better. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Well, one thing I found to mention for our listeners to talk about fitness and being a stoner. Evidently, part of this whole NBA trade agreement that caused those big strikes last year, once they finally made the deal, part of it was that the NBA players don't have to be tested for drugs other than steroids. So a number of NBA players are probably out there getting stoned right now, and we would love it if one of them came on our show.
I feel like the NBA would be disbanded if you weren't allowed to smoke weed. Like, they'd all be like, okay, it's cool.
You know
I'm
what?
Done.
None of us are going to do it anymore.
Two-thirds of the NBA would be gone.
Like, all the white dudes would be left.
And so actually, the white dudes would be like, we're walking too. It'd just be like, a handful of guys, like,
probably I think Paul Gasol is a stoner.
16. No, he totally is. Everyone
he misses the ball. He's like staring off into space, like probably thinking about a bumblebee, and like someone throws the ball at him. Like, what? Where did it come from?
Basketball is the headiest sport there is.
That's true. It's definitely, I don't know if you could get stoned and be in like major or minor or like real contact football. Like, that might be
buzzkill.
It might be too gnarly. Yeah. Every time you're like, I'm so faded. It's going to be a nice practice. And then somebody like pile drives into your shoulder or something. Knocks you over. You wouldn't be stoned anymore. You just have like night terrors, I think, if you tried to smoke and be a
football
player.
So what if the ballers start taking bath salts?
Yeah.
Oh, please no.
Oh my God, that'd be so tight. It would be
Balas on
sport
bath
would
salts.
Turn extreme.
Yeah, it would be like
there'd be no
biting
rules.
Basketball.
It'd be basketball with biting and scratching and possible
and nudity.
Face chewing, yeah.
Yeah, nudity. That would be awesome.
Oh,
NBA,
yeah.
Take note.
Do you really want to see a naked
a bunch of naked guys
game?
Playing basketball?
That's a lot of flopping. A lot. Or they're like the Harlem Globetrotters and they're trying to like do a bunch of tricks and stuff. And yeah, I don't know if I could handle that.
They accidentally bump penises.
That would happen so much.
Yeah, like chest bump.
That's why they don't.
They have
why
slow-mo
they don't do
replays
it,
of the wieners touching, bouncing yeah. off each other.
Oh
gosh, I want. Can we write a letter to the NBA, please?
We need to get someone from the NBA
this is
here.
Such a good idea.
I don't know, naked.
It could be for charity. I mean, if you say it's for, if it's for charity, like for the
dude, they
children.
Could. If they maybe had an NBA All-Stars game naked, do you know how much they could probably charge a ticket?
So much money.
Only millionaires would get to see that shit.
Yeah, it would just be like some sultans and some congressmen.
And Chum Chum could be the mascot and he could do his little poop boner rainbow for everybody.
Yeah, I hear him. There's a pig somewhere. I hear him.
Yeah, he got my toe earlier. It was funny. Jimbo and I were walking to get here. And this chick was on her phone, like on the sidewalk, and she had flip flops on, like me, and like she kind of went, "Oh, that's not very nice." But I don't think Jimbo, I don't think Chum Chum bit her, because Jimbo was kind of like, "Yeah, you're right, yeah, okay," and we kept walking. Like I think she was more freaked out. Maybe she thought that it was a dog or something.
Chum
like,
Chum's hardcore. He's just humping girls and like. But like licking their toes and just doing what he wants.
He does what he wants.
He's on the radio. Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
He is a star. He took his first elevator ride today.
How did he, react to it? Or was he just chilling?
Oh, he's cool. Yeah, we go on bike rides. He goes on my skateboard, fits in a backpack.
He sits on your skateboard?
Well, he goes in the backpack. I took him camping for like four nights or three nights, yeah. We go to Fryman Canyon. We go hiking up there.
Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah,
he's pretty hardcore.
He moves it around.
He's so chill, too. Like, when I got here all late and was in the elevator, and Manny's like, "There's a pig in the studio." I was like, "Oh, my God, it's going to be madness in there." And I open the door, and he's just, like, totally chilling, wagging his little tail.
What did you picture? Like Pumbaa
I don't know,
from
like,
Lion King?
You know, I recently watched The Wizard of Oz, you know, the beginning.
Yes.
And she's like,
oh,
she falls
in
into
pig
the pig
pen.
Thing.
Oh.
And it's all crazy, and everyone's freaking out. That's in my head. I was like, oh, it's just pigs. Also, Silence of the Lambs or Hannibal, whatever one.
Oh, like it's Hannibal the, with the pigs
eat,
that are like
dead
his weapons.
Bodies. But this pig would never eat a dead body.
No.
Trust me.
No. This pig is nothing but class tits on toast. No, I am. My friend Allie up in Santa Cruz, she was in 4-H all through middle school and high school. And she's actually the livestock coordinator for the Santa Cruz County Fair. But she said when she was a little girl, pigs scared the crap out of her because she was really little. Like she was maybe like 5 feet until she was like 15 or 16. So she was like, I didn't want to go near them when I was 8 years old. And I can't imagine like you were around. I mean, because you grew up kind of.
Yeah.
For the most part around.
I was in the sticks. I was in the city.
Yeah. Like I've never been around animals other than cats and dogs. So like I could imagine being 8 years old and just being like, I'm afraid of pigs. And horses and anything that's bigger than me.
Do you have a yard for where Chum Chum roams?
Yeah, yeah. We got a backyard. I actually have like a detached kind of shed that I converted.
Nice.
And
he's
got
his own luxury apartment too.
Yeah. So he has his own
girls over. He invites girls over and humps them.
Oh, geez. He's horrible.
I just picture him surrounded by like a bunch of like piglets with pigtails. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like piglet Bettys.
Pig chicks.
Pig chicks, man.
Little Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
I feel like he bangs human chicks too.
You feel like he does?
I get the sense that he's a smooth operator.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you do with the ladies? Has he like made a difference because you have a pet now? Like, to,
oh, yeah, totally. He gets way more chicks than I do.
Yeah, because they can like put all their attention to the pig. That way they don't seem like complete like spazzy skanks. Like
mm-hmm.
If you talk to the animal that's with the dude, you can be like, what's your name? Oh, my God, I love you. And you don't have to like seem like that with the dude, even if, you know, like... So yeah, it gives a lot more chicks a chance to get to know you.
The girls that I would want to talk to me because of the pig, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's not about me. It's all about the pig, and they know his name. They don't recognize me. You know?
At one point, you're like, enough about him, baby.
Who's the real pig here?
Yeah, really.
I'm horny as a pig over here.
Yeah, I don't want to talk Chum Chum anymore.
It's all about Jimbo. So, ladies, you can say your phone number on the air if you want.
Nah,
he's not going to do that.
You don't want
but
random.
I do tattoo at Madison Tattoo in North Hollywood.
Madison Tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Tell us
little
about
plug
that.
There.
I didn't even know that, and I haven't gotten a tattoo since I've lived in LA, and I'm
let's get
thirsty
going.
For a tattoo.
I have a few from him.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And most of our friends do. He's How long have you been doing it now? Like,
it's only been a year and a couple months, but people that have been doing it for years say I'm pretty much on a different skill level than a year and a few months.
Well, but you like went like so intensively into it too. Like, it's not just like, it wasn't like a hobby either, really. Like,
no, I've been trying for this for years.
You've been doing it for a long
time,
yeah. Yeah, it's cool, and the place is really cool in North Hollywood. It's like, it's big enough to where you're not like, you know, sitting like right next to every single person that's getting a tattoo, waiting for a tattoo, and it has like a good vibe, and everybody that works there is really cool. It's not like one of those places where you go in and like everybody ignores you, I don't know. Like, I've been to some douchey places where like they're just not friendly and they're not interested in what you're saying, and you're like, well, I have cash money, but I don't even want to
give it to you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
I've been like that. I've been sniffling and sneezing for like 3 days.
Does Choom come to work with you?
You know, he came today when it gets like really hot and stuff like that. And I've been working.
You don't
like,
leave him at home.
Yeah. I like to have like my days off. I haven't had for a few while. So like his schedule's messed up just like my schedule's messed up. So I'll bring him to work just to give him some attention, you know?
Does he have any tattoos?
No, he's going to get his first tattoo though pretty soon.
That's awesome. I know that pigs can just get tattoos and have tattoos.
Yeah, we talked it over. He's going to get knocked out when he gets neutered. He has his contorted testicle inside of his stomach. He needs to get taken out before a tumor develops.
Aww.
Yeah, so when he's knocked out, I'm going to sneak in there, throw a little something on his leg.
That's awesome. Yeah. What are you going to give him? Do you know? Jimbo like and a heart?
No, just like a Rockefeller diamond, you know, like those jewelry diamonds.
Tight.
Ooh, yes.
I've got some diamond tats. Maybe him and I can start some kind of a gang together. Do you have any too?
The diamond doubles?
Yeah, do you have a diamond tattoo? You don't?
No,
huh?
I don't.
Like, I'm like asking.
I have to think about it too.
Do you know?
Yeah. Well, Jimbo, I heard you were going to tell us a little short story.
Yeah. I got some poems and got like just enough time to do one.
Yeah.
This one goes out to all the little kids. It's actually kid book I'm trying to make into a pop-up book about a snail. So just do it?
Do it.
So there once was a snail, as the story goes. He got lost in the winter when it began to snow. Found himself in wonderment because he chose to roam, but no matter where we go, yo, his shell's his home. So slip, slide, get back up, trudge through another. Keep in mind that every snail has a mother. And she began to worry when he didn't call, but he's been running from the one. She says he's never learned to crawl. So the snail kept on doing whatever a snail does. He would eat to stay alive. All he needed was some love. Kept on looking, all these failed attempts. Each time he made a lover, he had only found a friend like boo-hoo. Cry me a river. He was never a loser, just always third to the winner. He knew better. It wasn't a rat's race. He was gonna see the world and all at a snail's pace. Like, wait, Pete's sakes, his Kit Kat needs a break. But he kept on keeping on, can't be in the same place. He wasn't hiding. That ain't the case. It's a thrill of adventure and experiencing the change. Then one day, he crept into a garden, saw a bunch of greens and set out to rob him. An old lady screeched right when she saw him, so he went into his shell because he didn't want no problems. Got kicked off a curb to a sea of concrete. Tried to cross, got caught in a street sweep. Spent a few hours in the lump of the truck and praised the light rays when it opened up at the dumps. You see, a snail's got to hold tight with its tongue, never to be outspoken, but he lost grip and slipped when the ground started folding. That last fall had his shell broken. You ask a snail about its glitter, he'll tell you it's golden. And that completes the story.
The story of the snail.
Yeah. Perfect timing, too.
Yeah, well, thanks for listening, everybody out there in a hot box land.
And welcome again to Jimbo and Choom Choom. You can visit Jimbo.
Choom Choom is so mad right now.
He's got Choom Choomery business to attend to after
this.
Well,
we will see you guys next Tuesday. Let's go get stoned.
Let's do it now.